SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go. Hour number two, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. We got a lot to do this hour. We'll go through these matchups, NFL playoffs, wildcard weekend. We got a couple big games in college later this week as well. So we'll go there too. We're watching this FCS national title game with North Dakota State and Montana State. I'm trying to get the Bobcats.
They're chomping. Here come the Grizzlies.
Bobcats, Joe. Bobcats. Grizzlies
Montana
are no
Grizzlies.
Montana's the Grizzlies. Montana
I like State's
those uniforms the Bobcats,
much better. Okay? I love the Montana uniforms much better. Grizzlies.
Big paw.
No, they have the maroon field. The maroon is my favorite
maroon
color.
Field.
Maroon field.
All that. There you go. Break it up, Joe.
That's all right.
Mike Carver with you along with the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe. So we did some of the coaching stuff and who got chopped and who got this. And I'm sure somebody's going to hire someone who's an absolute stiff. So we'll see how all this plays out over the next couple of days,
it'll probably be the Jets. Jets will probably hire Rex Ryan or something.
Well, that's because anybody who's like legitimately competent isn't going to want that job. Like this Ben Johnson, I can't wait. This guy better win a Super Bowl in his first year whenever he does get a head coaching job. Because this is the second year in a row now where he declines interviews. I don't know, this job's not good enough for me. This job, I can't wait to see who hires that guy. He better win immediately. This guy, the golden goose,
about
Ben
Joe
Johnson.
Brady maybe going back home to New Orleans to speak easy, your former OC.
I find it hard to believe he's going to get a job yet.
Why?
He's been the OC for a year and a half. I'll admit he's obviously done a great job, but here's the other thing to keep in mind. Allen's other offensive coordinator is now 3 years in, and they're trying to run him out of New York. With Dable, and they're not going to do it this year, but still. Oh, we almost picked that, Joe. Almost picked that 3rd and 15 pass.
You're ahead of me.
Let's
come
go.
On.
We're getting the rock back here, Joe. Let's go.
What happened? What happened? They're coming out hair on fire. The hair is on fire.
Hair's on fire. Let's go through some things from Sunday. First of all, there really wasn't much at stake. Most of the games were awful. There was a few things that were at stake. Tampa, you know, made it whatever for a little while, but they ended up getting it done. It was sweaty for a little bit for them. The Rizzler was trying to go out with a victory there for the Saints, but just couldn't get it done.
He almost broke it.
I guess if he beats that guy, he's got a chance for a big return. They still got pretty good field position, Joe. They're on their own 40, so they still starting in a pretty good spot.
We need this kid Mellett to step up. Tommy's Mellett. Could he step up?
Tampa wins, good for them. Kansas City laid down, and Denver beat them, which got them their spot. I don't know what the Vikings were doing all those times down inside the 5 against Detroit. And then when they got stopped, I think the 3rd or 4th time, I said they got no shot in this game. And sure enough, Jahmyr Gibbs. And for guys like us that like the touchdown plays and the props, Joe, can they let someone else eat? I mean, for God's sakes, do you gotta let the guy score 4 touchdowns in a game? Can someone else get a chance? I mean, God, geez, help us out.
It was tough, Carver. It was very tough in regards to that. You know, I had a good afternoon in the Washington game. I had a good day. I got the over and the best bet on Pro Football Today hits Houston and Tennessee on the 2-point conversion. We got it by a hair. So by the time that night game came, I put together a crazy parlay. Nothing came through. I had Aaron Jones for 50 yards. This guy's like Mr. Invisible lately. He goes to the bathroom. He comes back. Cam Akers is ripping off runs. I mean, this Aaron Jones is like hot or cold. When you don't bet him, he rushes for 120 yards.
When
you bet him for an anytime touchdown, it's the guy's lost.
I got a lot of guys like that, Joe, who are on my list for that the last few weeks of the season. There's a few guys that I played a guy, he does nothing. I don't play the guy. He goes completely off. He goes bonkers. I can't take it. I'm glad we've reached the playoffs. I'm glad we're done with all these games that are nonsense. You don't know who's into what, who cares about what, who's thinking about Bermuda. We're out of all this stuff. Now we're at serious January football starting this week. Wild card weekend. Of course, Chiefs and Lions will get the byes. They will sit this weekend out. The Chiefs really get two because they sat out this week too. Chiefs didn't play against Denver on Sunday, so the Chiefs really get 2 weeks off before they play in the divisional playoff round. You know what, Joe? I'll go one by one here. Saturday, two games Saturday, three games Sunday, one game Monday. The traditional, a tradition unlike any other, Houston playing in the first game on Saturday, 4:30 East kick with the Chargers coming in. Chargers, when the Steelers lost on Saturday, knew that they could go to Houston instead of Baltimore. And sure enough, Joe, they played everyone after that, and they ended up beating the Raiders and taking care of business. Now, this has this is one of our two games where you've got a home dog in the game. Chargers minus 2.5, 42.5 the total. Big first year for Harbaugh in Los Angeles with the Chargers. Houston, they were everyone's All-American after last year, right? The hottest thing ever. Got Diggs, got this guy.
He's gone.
Best offense. Did he go?
Down to the five.
Let's go here, Joe.
Let's go. Tommy Mellett is shot out of a cannon.
Let's go. Chargers and Texans, Joe, on Saturday. Your first thoughts on that game?
I really like the Texans. I know it's going against conventional wisdom, but the Texans at home, I think, are a very difficult out. I really do. I know they're inconsistent. I know they haven't looked like they have in terms of the whole regular season. I know that C.J. Stroud has struggled. But I honestly believe they have life, you know, as a dog. I think it's a big Joe Mixon game, whether they get him out in space. But that offense needs to pump. Touchdown. Yeah.
Let's go.
That's it. We're right back, Carver. He's up to 129 yards. Gotta love it.
I just gave you the 14.5. Let's go.
All right.
Back in the mix with this 14.5. Let's see what here.
So for me, I like Houston. They're battle tested. They got the win last year over Cleveland. I think this team will kick it up a notch. I actually think it was very beneficial to get the win on Tennessee, even if it was with backups, to get that positivity after losing back-to-back games the way they did. You know, losing who'd they lose to 2 weeks ago? They put up 19. I forget now, but they lost to Baltimore on Christmas Day.
They got smashed by Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah, but the game before that,
Kansas City, which was the Saturday game.
It's very important that they got a win under their belt. That aside, I think this 40.5 is way too light. You got Herbert chucking the football now. He's hot. You got Stroud. Look, I know they want to run the football with Mixon, but Stroud's got to get to like 225, 250. Otherwise, they're going to get smashed, Carver. Yeah, I mean, come on. Telling me 40.5, 43 in that game? Come on.
I think it's a dead under. I really do. I'm not sure. Houston's offense has had problems all year, Joe. I don't know if they're scoring, but I don't think that the Chargers are just rolling in there and scoring 30 points either. You know, I'll say this for you. Everyone's going to be on the Chargers. Everyone's going to be on the Chargers. I'm already seeing 88% of the tickets, 85% of the money. It's going to be heavy, heavy Charger. I don't know if it's going to be that easy for them in this game. Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back at you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you. North Dakota State, Joe, gets the ball back, and they're already moving. And Montana got the deuce, so 21-18.
That's good for us, though.
About three, great for me. I know you've got some passing things going on, but we're both in on the 14.5. So hopefully, keep this game nice and tight now. Nice and tight. We will keep this game for the duration of it. That's for sure. I was saying to you, Joe, before the break, I kind of had a feeling before I even asked you that you were going to be on Houston, because I know you hate being on a side that's going to have 80%+ of the public backing to it. And I don't think that that's going to be, I know me and you make fun of those numbers sometimes. And I think that it's, you know, it's book to book sometimes with those things, but I bet if you open those things up on all the books this week, Joe, by the time you get to Thursday, Friday, I bet they're all going to have the Chargers at 80%+ of the tickets and 80%+ of money. I think it's going to be very hard outside of Joe Lisi to find someone who's on the Houston Texans this coming week. Really, yeah, it's going to be hard to find.
I think it's going to be tough, but I'm willing to back. I am willing to back the Texans in that spot, and I'm willing to back from a prop perspective. Stroud, he hasn't looked good. I think, you know, if they hang a 213 number on him or something in the low twos, I'm going to be all over it. I'm going to be all over that. I think this is a breakout game, and this is an opportunity for Bobby Slowick to get things in order. That's just what I honestly believe. So we will see.
All right, Joe. Saturday night, second game, round three for the Steelers and the Ravens. Ravens -9.5. 44.5 is the total. Joe, I know every single thing says that the Ravens are going to smash the Steelers on Saturday night. The Ravens are playing better. The Steelers have lost four in a row. Steeler offense looks awful. The Ravens defense has looked better. The game's in Baltimore. Blah, 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 blah. Joe, when these two teams get together, and I know that when they played a couple weeks ago on that Saturday game, the Ravens covered the big number, covered this number, covered the 6.5, covered this. I get it. In the history of Harbaugh and Tomlin, these games are always close to the vest and tight games. I think Pittsburgh's offense is pathetic, and it's been that way for weeks. But I saw something from their defense on Saturday night, Joe, against Joey Silk and the Bengals. Their defense is not going to let go of the rope on Saturday night in Baltimore. Watt, Hayward, all these guys, they are not going to let go of the rope. And they are going to keep them within this number. They're not going to win, but they're going to keep them within this number, whether it's 20-13, 17-13, something like that. This is going to be a smash-mouth game. I don't think the Ravens are going to go score 40 points on the Steelers on Saturday night in Baltimore. I don't see it, Joe.
What a catch. Yeah, I agree with you. And here's the thing. So we have a similar line. They played 3 weeks ago. It was 6.5, got up to 7. The total was what, 48.5? What was that total?
You said something about the total because in the first game, it was a dead under. And it was 48.5. And wasn't it 46?
So it's 46
or 45. Yeah, 45.
It was 45.5. Right. It got through with the 51. No, 51. I think it beat it by 5 points.
Okay.
There is no way that it's clear. It's very obvious. Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith do not want to play this wide open game. They certainly, and that would favor Baltimore with Lamar, even though Zay Flowers is down, where Lamar's improvising and Lamar's breaking contain and he's ripping off 20 and 30 runs. And oh, by the way, Derrick Henry, you know, with a little tempo is ripping off a 35-yard run and your defense is guessed. There is no shot that they can play that way, okay, based off their last 4 weeks. I told you, I broke it down. The last four, since the last 5 weeks, since he throws for 414 yards, he has thrown for only 856 yards, Russ, in 5 weeks. That's an average of 171.6 passing yards per game. That is the game that they want to play in the playoffs. Let's get them into an ugly, lower-scoring game, and let's see if we could steal it in the fourth quarter the way we did in Pittsburgh. This game gets into the high 40s, they are cooked. There's no shot they could win that game. So
I agree.
So I'm with you. I would take the points, but I'm taking them reluctantly because here's the thing, and I'll ask you. If the first quarter or first half goes and we get a similar performance where Russ has 36 yards at the half, is he going to pull the trigger to go to Fields the way he did throughout the regular season? Or is this live and die with Russ and we're going to go down with the ship like Clooney in Perfect Storm?
If he's down what at the half? What'd you say? If he's at what is it at the half?
If he's down 10 at the half, 17-7, but Russ has 36 yards. You tell me.
I don't think that's a big enough hole. I think he'd still go
17-6.
I think if he was down, I mean, I know I'm splitting the atom here. 17-3. I was gonna say I think 14 points is the number I'm looking at. That if it's 14 at halftime, I think he'd consider it. But I still don't know if he would. I'm not sure.
He's going to go down with Clooney in like Perfect Storm. He's going to let go of the rope, and he's going to say, I'm going down just
down with the ship. Down with the ship is what he's going to do.
He made his bed. He's got a lie in there now.
It's always a blue-collar game. It's just always a blue-collar game, and the Steeler D is still able to do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. North Dakota State got in here, Joe.
Yeah.
For another one. So back to a 10-point game. We got to come right back down. Can't mess around here,
Joe. I wish I
would
have taken this over. This over is going to sail right through this now.
I said it to you. I said live over. Ah, is what you said to me. No good, you said.
All right, that was on me. All right, let's not, you know.
I'll tell you what else I told you. I told you that the Pistons were going to come back and beat the Blazers when they were down 9 at the half.
Did you bet them, a tough guy? Did you bet them?
Because I was too busy after you shooed me away. I was too busy dealing with this dopey Montana State game that you have for me. But the Pistons did come back and win. So nice job by them.
Step up. Where's this McCullough? Where's they're running? They don't tackle him. I know I didn't want that guy to break it because it looked like he would have scored. That wouldn't have helped us.
So we're both on that. We'll talk about these games a little bit more on Wednesday night, Joe. What is that?
No, it was good that they tackled him. I need the passing yards.
You and the passing yards. All right, three games on Sunday. First game, Broncos into Buffalo.
Yeah.
Bills -8.5, 47.5. The total.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
I'm not thrilled with the number, Joe. I don't know if I mean they should cover it, but I don't. I've seen enough Bill games in my life that
if you allow this Marvin Mims and Cortland Sutton all of a sudden to beat you over the top, I mean this isn't Amon-Ra St. Brown. This isn't Justin Jefferson. This isn't Tyreek Hill. I mean these guys. I mean. Marvin Mims now is all of a sudden one of the best wide receivers in the league. He's like back in Norman. All of a sudden, we're anointing this guy as the second coming of what? I mean, really. I mean, you tell me. Come on, this mellow, throw it.
Here's what I do know, Joe. I know that you could score on the Bills. I know that.
You're taking the over? No. But here's the thing, Carver. That's not the way they threw all over the yard because they were at home and they had backups. He's not going to do that.
We've seen some Bronco games this year get a little wild. I mean, that they threw a Cincinnati game, the Cleveland game.
But think about the Cincinnati game. That MO for 3.5 quarters was to run and get into a lower scoring game because he didn't have the quarterback advantage.
The quarterback advantage here either.
There it is. Ty McCullough. What a catch.
You don't got the quarterback advantage here.
But that's point, though, Carver. That's my point. Yeah. That he don't want to get into a shootout with Josh Allen.
Yeah, but I think there's also a chance. When I say that the over is probably good here, I mean the Bills are pretty consistent at scoring 30 points at home. They've gotten pretty consistent at scoring 30 points pretty much anywhere that they play. So I think they're going to be good for 30 plus.
Okay. All right.
And they're not shutting anybody plus. Out. I think the Bills are good for 30 plus. The Broncos D isn't great. I don't think they're a great D.
Go, Mellick. Go. Give them a block. The kid's down the sidelines. Touchdown.
Let's go.
Montana State.
Let's go.
Kid shot out of a cannon.
Look at him go. Everybody's all American here. Look at him go. Number four. Right down the sidelines. What a game.
What a game this is.
What are you saying? You're laying it? You're laying it then. You're laying the 8.5?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No. I'm not taking him. No way. I think there's a bad matchup. I think it's a very bad matchup for Bo Nix. Sorry. I know. Listen, the Cinderella comes off this weekend. He's up to 161 yards. McCullough, 32. I need 8 yards from this kid. Come on. All right, they're still trailing, so they're going to be chucking. Listen, do you think I'm wrong? You think I'm wrong in terms of that?
I the way that this season has gone, the Bills should absolutely cover this number.
They should beat them
by double digits. They should smash them. They should. Rookie quarterback making his first playoff start, all that stuff. You want to throw it in the mix. It absolutely should be that way. I certainly hope that it is. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Great to have you aboard here. As this game is now, like we said, back and forth, they are going here. 28-25. Now this kid kicks it out of bounds, Joe, on the kickoff. What is this kid doing?
I wish I had the over. I really do. Oh, man, they got 53 points already. We could have opened this
game. The pregame's going to go over right now. 57 and a half.
What did you think about this? The Bears interviewing Mike McCarthy. What was that all about?
Well, look, I think that there's a couple things at play here, Joe. Remember, McCarthy, his contract is up. So this was the last year of his deal in Dallas.
Yeah.
He's not under contract with the Cowboys. Now, he technically can't talk to anybody until January 14th. That's when the exclusive window closes for the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy. I think that, and I've seen some people bring this up, that this is a ploy by McCarthy's people to get Jerry moving. Like, you know, figure out what are you doing, Jerry? They're not going to let Jerry hold McCarthy hostage per se for the next 10 days. While they try to decide what they want to do, because then what's going to happen, Joe. He's going to miss out on all the job. So I think that this is, they've kind of put some feelers out to some of these teams. Hey, you should ask to talk to Mike, and we'll leak that out. You know, we'll get all that information out there to start the train rolling in terms of, oh, there's interest in Mike. What's Jerry doing? Jerry got to make a decision. Oh, you didn't let him talk to the Bears, and then they didn't bring him back? What a bad job by Jerry. They're trying to set some things up so that if he doesn't bring Mike back and he doesn't let him interview, that Jerry looks bad in that spot. Now, if he lets him interview, that means you don't want him back, right? That's what that would mean to me. That means he doesn't plan on bringing him back. Now he's got to move a little bit quicker.
What if he got that interview and then now Mike's out there?
Okay, well, like you said, it's not like he's under contract with the Cowboys. Like,
is anybody banging the door down for gutless Mike McCarthy?
Well, I mean, I think we kind of said this before, Joe. Like, some of these names that are available, I think is maybe another reason why a lot of these jobs didn't open up. Because there just isn't much better out there right now. I mean, we're laughing about the Arthur Smiths and, you know, I mean, Ron Rivera, Anthony Lynn, you know, some of these guys the Jets are interviewing, David Shaw, the Bears and the Saints. Like, you know, there's just, I think that I would rather have Mike McCarthy as my head coach over all those guys that I just listed. I know that people don't like Mike, but this was his first, you know, he had to lose. Yeah, go ahead.
Would you take your shot on Sark, your guy?
I don't think Sark is an NFL guy. I don't think that he'd go to the NFL.
He's got he's got time.
I think that Sark is not leaving Texas. Like,
he'd be crazy, ever. Especially if he won a national championship this year.
Because here's the other reasons why, Joe. That guy had it all. We know his backstory. And everything that happened to him, he had to start back at the bottom. Now, it's not like he's never been involved in the NFL because he was with the Falcons, right, Joe, on his line up. Falcons, right. Then to Nick, gets this job at Texas. I think he's very comfortable being the head of that program.
Okay. If you're rolling the dice,
okay,
would you take another shot on Gruden? Because I'd rather have Gruden, forget the off-the-field stuff. Head coach, take him over Arthur Smith. I take him over McCarthy. I take him over maybe Johnson and Slowick and Joe Brady. I would take that guy over anybody. Now, the off-the-fields, he's back in the media spotlight, and his name has been rumbled. So if you're telling me I could have the pick of the litter, I would much rather have Gruden, who's got a much better football mind than any of these other clowns.
I think he's going to be back sooner than later. I don't know if it's this year.
But what is the right organization? I can't see him going to the Saints. I can't see him going to a garbage franchise. I can't see him going to the Jets. Can you? Who would
not
you rather
particularly.
Have?
I don't think someone like
Gruden
I know that
Rex
he wants.
Ryan.
I know that he wants back in really bad. I don't even think he wants in that bad that he would take the Jet job. Who wants to work there? I mean, who would want that job? Rex wants that job because no one else is hiring Rex. So of course Rex wants the job. Ron Rivera would want that job because who the hell else is going to hire Ron Rivera? Nobody else is hiring Ron Rivera. So I think Gruden just got back in the mix in terms of doing media and things. I think he should wait this out longer, Joe. Wait another year. Then he's going to do even more stuff and get his name out, face out there even more. And by next year,
what would be the perfect fit? I mean, Vrabel wants to go to the Patriots, so assuming that's that, who do the Jets get? If you're telling me they're not going to get a McCarthy, they're not going to get a marquee coordinator, right? Then the Jets are just going to be stuck in mediocrity. You're going to sell they're going to be under 500 yet again next year. You're going to have a dysfunctional organization.
They're going to be under 500 no matter who the coach is. Doesn't matter who the coach
is. Don't run the football with the running the football. Now we got a third down. Come on, the kid's hot. The kid's got 160 yards. What are we doing here? Now we're going to run it. You're still down three. Quarterback's hot in the passing game. Now we're going to go back
to the run. They got 8.5 minutes left here, Joe. They got some time. You run this clock here.
Again, running the clock. You're trailing. The biggest thing you need to do when you're Montana is get the lead. You can't just be complaining, oh, yeah, we're going to run it, slow it down. No, you're hitting on all cylinders. You continue to put that thing to 180 and blow the RPMs to 8,000. Stop.
All right.
Come on, Mellett. Throw it. See, so, now we got a third. You see, now 4th and 5.
To you about
we
McCarthy. Get nothing. You understand what I'm saying to you about McCarthy?
Yeah, they're all gutless. They're all gutless, these head coaches. They are. Unbelievable. Terrible. Now what are you going to do? See? Exactly. Now you want to run it, and for wanting to run it, now you're down 3 and you're kicking the ball back. You're lucky if you get one possession back. See, this is the problem. These coaches go back to the passing game. Worry about the clock after you have the lead. Give me a break.
Gutless, Joe. Very gutless.
I need 14 yards from this clown. 14 yards. Fumble.
He's going to get 14. You need 14 passing yards? You'll get that. Come on.
Here we go. The guru spoke. Here we go. The guru spoke. Johnny Guru. Shot out of a cannon. Here we go.
You're going to get that. I mean, he's got to throw the ball again.
I'm going to do that to you with the golf.
Ball for seven,
I'm going to do that to
you.
I'm going to hold the ball for the next seven minutes. I'm going to do that to you with the golf.
You're
going to
get another possession. Come on.
What's the guarantee? What's the guarantee that they get? Oh, what if they're down 10? Then the kid gets nervous. All of a sudden, he's seeing deer, ghosts.
He's going to be throwing.
He's seeing deer. He's seeing an antelope.
He's going to be throwing if he does that. He's going to be throwing. We like in the Packer-Eagle game. We like in the Packer-Eagle
game. I'm going to shock you. I'm taking the Packers.
Okay. I don't think it would shock me. I saw Jordan Love going to Dallas last year. I saw him going to San Fran and almost win. I don't think it would shock me. Not the craziest thing. There's a much crazier things you can say to me. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. South Dakota's moving the football here.
Yeah. North Dakota.
North Dakota, excuse me. South, North. Dakota's playing.
Doesn't matter. No,
that's what we know.
I told you they crapped the bed. I told you this is it. They crapped the bed. This is it. I told you. Now Cam Miller, here we go. Bing, bing, bing. We're going to be down by 10. And this Tommy Mellett's going to get off his rocker. Unbelievable. Terrible coaching by Montana State. Trying to go back to the run when the kid's hot in the passing game. You change the whole momentum. You go 3 and out. You give the football right back. This guy's gutless. Gutless. Totally.
I agree, Joe. Now,
if we could hold them to a field goal. Yeah, all right. Hold them to a field goal. All right, here we go.
They're not going to kick a field goal. That's still a one-possession game. 4.5 for the Eagles and the Packers, the middle game Sunday, 45.5 total. Now,
Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Jalen Hurts is technically still in the protocol, Joe.
Yeah, what is up with that? He got hit that hard in that game against Washington. Well, I mean, the guy, he was fine.
There's a couple things to remember here. Obviously, he didn't play last week. Now, Sirianni said today, I have no update for you, because they never give you an update on someone in the concussion protocol. But the next stage to get out of it, you can't even get out of it until you can go to a practice and work. So he can't do that till Wednesday anyway. So he might be fine, and they just can't officially take him off the protocol until he shows up to practice and is fine. So that's the last.
But was he not going to practice last week?
He did not practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week. He was a no practice.
He got smashed that hard in that game against Washington that he couldn't practice.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? He didn't practice at all last week.
I'm just saying, you're telling me he was that his marbles got that knocked up, that he couldn't get under center for one.
I see him practice on Wednesday, which I'm sure he's going to, I'm not getting involved in this game yet. I'm not because I obviously it changes things a lot whether he's there or one of these other dopes that they have on Philly. I think he's going to play. And the line says he's going to play, Joe. It's -4.5. Now, you said before the break, I'm going to shock you a little bit. I think I'd be more shocked if you told me you were taking the Broncos or if you told me you were taking. I'm not as shocked with this because of what Love did last year in Dallas and San Francisco.
Yeah, but he hasn't looked the same. He hasn't looked the same.
Not only has he not looked the same, I think the play calling has been a little suspect too, because it seems like LaFleur is very run happy. Very run happy. He wants to run.
Oh, run with Josh Jacobs. Run, 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 run. We're gonna run him into the ground. I mean, look at all the games. Seattle gets 10 touches. Like, you want to spread the ball around? So when they have to rely on Jordan Love in the passing attack, it's been inconsistent. You have a number one in Jaden Reed. He's hot. He's cold. He's not non-existent. Christian Watson's done for the year. Dontavian Wicks, love him or hate him. Is it Romeo Dobbs this week? Is it going to be Tucker Kraft? You tell me. I can just tell you this. Prior to the game yesterday, Jordan Love over the last 4 weeks has only averaged 200 passing yards per game. Now, part of that's game flow. They smashed New Orleans in that game. They ran it. Didn't have to do anything. But in a playoff environment, you're not going to beat the Eagles. I'm telling you this right now. With Jordan Love throwing for 170 yards and hoping that Josh Jacobs runs for 200. Not going to happen. What they're going to is take away Josh Jacobs, and they're going to force Jordan Love to beat them over the top. And if he can't do it, they're going to smash them. Okay? So I'm banking. I like the over, actually. That's my best bet for that game, the over in Packers, because I do feel LaFleur is a pretty good game planner in big games. He can't be that stupid knowing that Josh Jacobs is not going to get any running yards in the beginning. So I'm banking that they open it up early to basically throw the football. So we'll see if he can do it. I see now Carver, we're down to 2 minutes. You believe this? 2 minutes.
You're going to get the ball back, though, at this point. You're going to get the ball, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You're going to get the ball back.
All right.
You got plenty of time. 14
yards. 14 yards on this clown.
I think the Eagles are going to win if they're at full strength. I think the Eagles win if they're at
full strength. You like the over, though?
Yes, I like the over. I think that that's definitely in play. I don't think it's a
rematch week one in Brazil. Remember, they threw it all over the yard.
I think it's points. It's not a blue collar game to me. I think that there's a lot of points to be had in that game. I also think there's a lot of points
hates
to be had
LaFleur.
In
the, let me tell you,
in the night game, LaFleur, Joe.
I take LaFleur over McDaniel in Miami in a heartbeat. You want to give me LaFleur? Well, I'll take him in a heartbeat.
I mean, LaFleur, you look at his record since he's become the coach. He's
fantastic.
He's fantastic is right. I mean, he's got one of the best win percentages in the league.
I don't know what they're watching.
5 years.
I know they're a little inconsistent, but I still got to believe that they step up in a playoff atmosphere and can get you over the 45.5. Got to believe that.
I think there's a lot of points in this night game too, Joe. I know it's the biggest total, 50.5 with Washington and Tampa. But I think we're going to get some points. Run, fire it up and let it fly.
Is that that's week one, too. They lost that game. Jaden Daniels was a little handcuffed in that game, but it was his first start. So you can't put a lot into that. He was still not the same.
I think the Bucs are going to score a bunch of points. I don't think that Washington's – it's going to go well for them in this game. But I do think they're going to score, too. I think that – it's like 35-21 or something like that. I think it's maybe even
you
more.
You think so?
It's 35-24, somewhere in that area. I think the Bucs are going to score. Touchdown for North Dakota State, by the way, for the Bison. So you're getting the rock with 241. Throw the football.
I need this guy Mellett to step up.
You like Daniels? You think you're going to take Washington?
It's a tight line. That line says Tampa Bay. The line really says Tampa Bay.
It does.
I'll probably take Washington, but I don't love it. I got to be honest with you. I don't love it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what are they even reviewing this, Joe? What's the deal here with this?
I don't know. I thought every play is reviewed. How are they not reviewing this?
In my opinion, and I guess, you know, rules are different all over. I thought it was step, tackled, fell on the ground, elbow hit the ground, and then the ball kind of rolled away. I don't know why that wouldn't have been a good catch, but the guy's hurt, and it seems like that's more of what they're doing than
How come they're not reviewing this? It seems like,
and listen, we've already had some strange reviews in this game.
How is that not a review?
That doesn't make
much
sense.
We're not reviewing this at all?
Doesn't look like we're reviewing it at all.
You gotta be kidding me.
Quickly, Joe, a couple things while we wait to see that them, I guess, not review this. Ezekiel Elliott to the Chargers, Joe, to beef them up for the playoffs.
Come on.
Vikings Rams next Monday night. You'll be on with the Syndicate crew.
Now he's going to run it.
Vikings minus 1.5. He's not going to run it. Come on. 47.5 the total. Rams
like
beat the
Rams,
Vikings.
That, if you're going to take a favorite, I always lay less than a field goal.
Everyone's going to get off the Viking bus after Sunday night. Darnold's turning back into a pumpkin. They got no shot. You know, Rams have won next, you know, been great. Everybody's going to be on the Rams on Monday night. Everybody on the Rams. Well, I mean, the kid's got to run
like
it, Joe, because he's got no time. I mean, can they give him more than a second and a half to throw the football?
How am I going to lose this? You got to be kidding me. Like, the guy, like, how did we not review that? Like, give me a break. It can't get 14 yards passing from this clown, Tommy Mellett. Like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I like the Rams, but I don't know. I haven't really had a chance to dive into all these lines yet. Early on, I mean, I like the Rams, but I'm going to make all my picks. The one game I really like early on is I like the Texans. That's the one game out of all these that I love the most. I like the Texans with the points at home, and I love the over. That is one of my, you know, stone cold crypto locks. I like the over.
Obviously Wednesday night, Joe, we'll do picks for all of these games and the college football semis. We'll spend a lot more time on those two games as, Joe, with the classic 3 minutes before the show's over, TV going out on them, as that's a tradition unlike any other.
Oh, geez.
On Carver and Lisi as well.
10-2 against the number. Everybody's giving stats. I don't care about the stats. I like the Texans. Forget the ATS, okay? Forget the ATS. Give me the Texans outright. How about that now? I said it, Brady.
Are you
all right, Chris?
Are you?
I said it.
Are you outright. Excited? Are you excited for these two games Thursday and Friday night, Joe? It's college football playoffs.
Yes. Yeah. More excited for Friday. I'm excited for both. But again, when you're working the game, you don't get to enjoy it as much. Let me just say that. You know, Friday, I'm really looking forward to just sitting down, having some dinner, and watching that game play out, you know, and seeing if Texas – I love Texas in the matchup. I like them plus the points. I like them on the money line. And I like Notre Dame against Penn State. I'm not going to lie to you. But I like the over in that game. I think the over is live. I think the over in Notre Dame-Penn State is live.
Yeah, I'm not going to be – I'm not jumping on that with you. I don't think that either offense, I don't think either offense has looked great in their wins. Let me just put it that way. I don't think either offense has looked great. So I think it's going to be a bit of a blue collar game, Joe. I think it's a blue collar game. 15 at home. Offense good. What's the weather in Miami on Thursday night? You got no weather report for me yet for that game?
Not yet. No. Could be rainy.
That's what I'm saying. Is it? Do we have any kind of a situation down there?
Throw it! This guy's running for 100 yards now. We only have 40 yards. Could this guy throw it, please? You gotta
Joe,
be kidding me.
Great, by the way, weather's clear Thursday night in Miami. Joe, great job. I'll see you Wednesday. I'll be here tomorrow for Carver and Lacey.